Congressman Harris, 93.
Or? Hello, Mr. President.
I hope I'm not taking you away from some important meeting.
Nothing more important than you are.
I didn't think it'd hurt you to call you anyway. Let them know how goddamn important you are. The president had to call you before he could pee a drop.
You were very kind.
What's the matter with your accounting on Rules Committee?
I don't know. It wasn't mine.
Well, Larry told me that you told him you had 9-6.
No, I was told that there were going to be 9-6, but there was some cross-up somewhere. Didn't have them before.
Could you pass the bill if you had a rule?
We couldn't now. I don't think under the circumstances. Well, of course, you can't get a rule now under the parliamentary situation. It's dead.
Well, I mean, though, would the House pass that bill?
Well, I had hopes that they would. I think so.
You got the ports all gunning for it, and you got the green dealers. Did Tip O'Neill call you about this damn bill?
Well, Tip's been against it to start with.
Huh?
Tip's been against it to start with. I talked with him a long time ago. He didn't even want to talk about it. But the Maritime boys got him. The Boston port is not fighting it. They testified for the bill to start with. There was only one port that testified against it. That was the Norfolk port. And then John Young and his port boys down at Corpus Christi thought Houston and Galveston was going to take everything away from them, and he got excited. Bill Palmer got a special situation against him down there. That man has got a contract on it, and he says he's going to throw the contract up if they don't stay with him. So you got some special interest all the way around, just in the right place, that has brought this about.
I know, but these railroad boys thought when they settled a strike that we'd pass that bill, and Larry told me it looked like it's good shape, and he could vote us 9-6. And now it looks like we're kind of running out on them. As soon as we get their names to settle a strike, we kind of quit them. I mean, that's the position it leaves me in.
Well, that I'm afraid of, and I told some fellas that this afternoon. But I talked to the railroad people about it, too, as well as the truckers.
Are the truckers against it?
No, the truckers are all for it.
Well, now, why can't you take that bill in and rewrite it, and let's make John keep his commitment to me to vote to report any administration?
Mrs. Booster.
Hi, is Juanita there?
No, she's gone. Just a minute.
Well, you simply could not start hearing.
Well, you wouldn't have to tell, but you could report the same bill with some paragraph, something out of it, couldn't you? Some substance out of it, and change it. Meet some of their objections. Let's send it, change it back.
Well, I just think, Mr. President, if we had to do anything like that, we'd be better to wait till next year. I believe I can. Well, I told the railroad that I wasn't going to take it up anymore this year. But I thought it'd be a mistake to try.
What'd they say?
They agreed. They said that they wanted to explore the thing. I told, Jim Pinckney and his group of the truckers this afternoon that I just didn't see that I could start that thing all over again. I got a man who filed against me today. I've got to go down for a campaign in a month. And I'll have to spend most of the next 2 months down there.
Is he worth a damn?
No. No, and he's a politically unknown. He's a guy that's got good personality, though. And it could catch on. I can't ignore it. I'd be glad to talk to them about it. They are going to explore it to see what they should do.
But well, I'll tell you, it looks like...
Didn't one of them indicate, though, that you had done anything? Or had
well, I sure haven't, but I feel...